my first memory of Bill goes way back to our OSCVI high school days, and which would be in the very early 60s. And I was invited up to the former Rainbow Room by one of my schoolmates who said that we're going to try and play some music. So we did. A few of us got up there in the old Rainbow Room and played a few songs. We didn't really know too much about music, but anyways, we did that, and Bill somehow heard about us, and I think he was a grade ahead of us, and so he came to us at the Rainbow Room one night, and he listened to us play a few, I think, Rolling Stones songs probably, or Eric Burden and the Animals, and he expressed an interest in being our manager, our band manager. Well, we had no idea what that entailed, so we just sort of all said, okay. And so that was really the start of our relationship with Bill Murdoch. He did become our manager before we were even a band, a known band. We became known as the Tombstones, and Bill was our manager.
When you were at OSCVI, Arnie, did you picture that there would be political in his future, politics in his future, let alone the level that he excelled at?
Well, Fred, I remember quite clearly, and a lot of students of the day would, Bill announced that he was running for head boy, and the principal at the time at the OSCVI said there would be no head boy, head girl campaigning on the OSCVI property. And so Bill walked into the principal's office, which was really unheard of, and asked why, and he was told that no, there would not be any campaigning. So Bill took the campaign off the OSCVI property and down to the main street, cars going up and down, and students carrying signs, vote for Murdoch, etc. So he won the head boy quite handily, actually. So and he told me at the time that eventually he wanted a political future.
Arnie, when you look at his political life, which was long term, both local and certainly at the provincial level, was there one period of time, was there one aspect, was there one function that happened that really personified who he was and what he could do as a politician?
Well, I'm not sure if there was one actor, one time, Fred. He would always stand up for his constituents, and he would do that in the House, and deviate from the party line, you know, once in a while, which would get him in trouble. But he always was very strong about the people of Bruce Gray Owen Sound, his constituents. So he expressed that many, many times to his fellow colleagues and to the opposition, some of which really did get along with Bill, even though they were a different political stripe. So it was the constituency here that he was strongly, strongly supportive of.
And finally, Arnie, this is a sad day, and I thank you for taking the time with us today. When you think fondly of Bill, what do you think of? You know, is there something that you would say to him or say about him based on an illustrious life?
Well, you know, I go back to the music, Fred, where we started way back in those days. No-name band, grudge band, if you want to call it that, just some students. And he took over managing the band. We got a name, and he started booking us all over the all over the place. You know, we eventually made the big time at Savo Beach, and then the Dardanella over in Wasaga Beach. And he just had us booked in so many places, actually up to, I would say, a year and a half in advance the Tombstones were booked. So the music was a big part of it, but the political part too. When I retired from the Ontario Ministry of the Environment, Bill, I think he came to my retirement, actually, and made me a job offer. So I spent 12 years, I guess, with Bill working as his assistant. And so, you know, I remember the music and getting the Hall of Fame going, the Music Hall of Fame, and just my political involvement helping Bill out over all those years. And, I'm gonna miss him. It's quite a struggle.